which do I think it is? That's what you want to know? You want to know what I think it is? Which one? What that is? What, whether we're snatched away and because we're there, Satan gets chucked? Or whether we're there long before and Satan is chucked because we've judged him and his messengers? That's what you want to know, which one I think. Well, look, at least I will admit that these are both speculative thoughts. So nobody knows for sure. As I said yesterday, I definitely prefer, if it was up to me, I prefer us being snatched away before that. And I do think that we will be. Therefore, I am now leaning toward a judgment of some kind. It doesn't mean it's the ultimate judgment. When I say the ultimate judgment, wow. All right, should I get into this now? All right. I'm preempting a little bit from Revelation chapter 20 when we read of the great white throne. The great white throne is the general judgment of humanity, not just Israel. Don't let anybody tell you the great white throne judgment is a judgment only of Israel. It's not. The dead, the small, and the great. I'll go into this later when we get there properly. The dead, the small, and the great will stand before the great white throne. And there are books opened up. The book of life. And another book. Another scroll. And the dead were judged by that which is written in the scrolls. Now, we are to judge the world and messengers. Don't you think that we, this is a bold thought, what I'm going to give to you, and I have no proof of this in the scriptures. You have to infer a little bit, but I'm taking important scriptures that I'm aware of, such as the fact that saints, us, judge the world. And that we're being trained for this. I believe that the saints, us, the body of Christ, not Israel, because the great white throne judgment does not take place on the earth. For one thing, this earth has been destroyed already. This present earth, after the 1,000 years runs its course, is destroyed. Then comes the great white throne judgment. Who do you think is going to be judging the living and the dead? Who did God appoint to judge? That's right, His Son, Jesus Christ. We, at that time, are Christed. We are in Christ. We are part of His body. Therefore, we cannot not be part of the judgment of humanity at the great white throne. That means that your friends are going to see you again, only in a very esteemed capacity. They won't know you. It's analogous to Joseph and his brothers. Perfect analogy. Joseph sold into slavery by his brothers. This guy's no good. We don't want him to rule over us. He's having these awesome dreams, and he thinks he's all that, so we're going to get rid of him. And yet, in the end, 27 years later, after Joseph's slavery in Egypt, you see what I'm getting at. I'm drawing an analogy between you, me, Christ, let's go ahead, and Joseph. Joseph had his time of humiliation, sent there by his brethren. Christ was sent into his hour of humiliation by his brethren. And he was judged by the people he came to save. Unrighteously judged, I might add. And might I also add, the tables will be turned at the great white throne judgment. Thus also with you and me. We're suffering now at the hands of some of the same people that are going to be standing before us at the great white throne. And this is exactly what happened with Joseph. His brothers ended up coming to Egypt and they did not recognize him. It had been a long time. Joseph was second in command, second only to Pharaoh in Egypt. And there they were trembling before him, worshiping at his feet as our present nuisance acquaintances will someday be worshiping at our feet. And I mean that. And like Joseph, we will be gracious, merciful, full of the love of Christ, and yet we will judge righteously. So to me, it's no strange thing that the body of Christ should be at the great white throne. That's a huge judgment. So why is it strange to think that upon our snatching away, that this judgment of the evil messengers takes place? Am I accepting Satan from this? That's a good question. Let me think about that for a second. No, I'm not. Paul says we're going to judge messengers. He doesn't say you're going to judge Satan, but Satan is also a messenger. Satan, that's all messenger means is messenger. I know the King James, New American Standard, NASB will say angels. Satan is an angel of light, or as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 11, a messenger of light. Satan himself is disguised as a messenger of light, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. He himself is a messenger. Why will we not also judge Satan and cast Satan out? Yeah, I'm talking about you. Yeah, you're not feeling it, are you? That's all right. This isn't about feeling, it's about truth, it's about fact. It's about God shaping you into sons and daughters in his name who will be able to judge righteously in the stead of Christ. I keep telling you, David is going to be on earth judging the 12 tribes of Israel. People say, Martin, I thought Christ was going to be on earth. How can Christ be on earth and in heaven at the same time? He can't split himself in two. Christ is supposed to rule in the heavens and rule on earth. What's the deal with that? Well, he rules through delegated authorities, and we are worthy delegated authorities of Christ. Well, we're not now. We're in our boot camp. We're now enduring our training for that job. But when we come to be in Christ, then what's stopping us at that point? What is stopping us? We're the body of Christ. So I told you this earlier in the series, and I think it bears repeating. When John goes to the Lord's Day, I was transported, he says in chapter 1, into the Lord's Day. Guess what? We are there in the latter chapters, for sure. In the latter chapters, we are there somewhere, even if we're not, even if you don't want to swallow this gigantic truth that we will be executing the judgments by the delegated authority of Christ at the great white throne, then at least accept this. At that late date, that is post-millennium, we will be at least 1,000 years into our rule and reign. I think we will have learned a lot during that time too. That could be wrong. It could be wrong. We could learn everything we need to learn on this earth. I don't think we're going to need a continuing education course. I don't. Christ has been given all power, all authority in heaven by virtue of the cross. We were crucified with Christ, according to Paul, Romans chapter 6. And when we are perfected, that's it. I don't think there's any more perfection. Christ was perfected through the things that he suffered. We're not going to be suffering anymore. He was perfected, past tense, through the things that he suffered. When he raised from the dead to be seated at the right hand of God, it was over. No more of this. We're going to be done with it. No more struggling. No more. Oh, people have told me I'm afraid to go to heaven. Somebody just told me they're terrified of the snatching away. This woman did admit she's the nervous type. I'm the nervous type, Martin. I worry about everything. Well, you definitely worry about everything if you're scared and worried about the snatching away, about being, about seeing Jesus Christ and being accepted with all love. Well, I guess maybe you can say that if you're not aware of how God has justified us. But anyway, I'm sorry, but we're going to be finished, a finished product, and we will be fit, definitely, at the Great White Throne to rule and reign. So comfort one another with these words. This is a big, big deal. Yeah. I like it. I'm not afraid to say I like it either. I don't think it's overly bold. I don't think it's pride, because our pride is getting shot to hell, if you haven't noticed. So my boast, these things that we're talking about are so high. Our boast is not in ourselves. That's long gone. Or it should be. By the time you're done with this boot camp, it will be. Our boast is in Christ and His accomplishments. And so I prefer to think that we're snatched away before the 7 years begins. And I prefer to think of myself in terms of what God and Christ say I am. And I have no problem whatsoever with me, Martin Zender, as a glorified being then. No problem with judging messengers. But anyway, John went, I remembered where I was, don't worry. John went to the Lord's Day, and we were there somehow. That's what freaked me out. It's so cool to think that John was looking into a day where we were already perfected and glorified. It's like we're at least in the wings, you see. We're at least in the wings. And perhaps he sees us, but he's not permitted to talk. Paul went to the third heaven. He's not permitted to talk about that. Paul went to the third heaven, and he was not permitted to speak anything about what he saw. But he saw Christ completed, I believe. And John, in the unveiling, goes to a place, as I said, at least in the latter chapters, where we are breathing that air. We are breathing that air. It is so sure that this thing is going to happen. So sure that John goes to a time when it's done, when we're done. We're done. We're done. It's a weird time thing with John going into the Lord's Day, which is still future as we sit here. But the thing is so done, John went there. That proves what I'm telling you this whole time, that God knows, God tells the end from the beginning, and the future is set in stone. That's why people can go spiritually or in the body, whatever, to that day. They can be actually transported, time travel into that day. And I know for a fact we're in that day, and so that person that goes to that day sees us there, or at least is aware there's something going on over there on stage left, but I'm not supposed to write about that, says John. I'm going to keep my eyes over here on stage right, because I am a circumcision apostle, and I'm only going to write concerning the circumcision. I'm not going to look over here because something weird's happening over there. Yeah. What's over there is the body of Christ, completed, perfected, effecting the judgments of the Great White Throne, I believe. And so, no small thing then, or no big thing is what I should say, to be judging the messengers of Satan and be the means by which they are cast to earth, where they will wreak havoc, for they know that their time is short.